broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And we welcome you to our program here each and every night, Monday through Friday, till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And we are radio for Patriots by Patriots. So, everybody join hands and let's take a walk. Anyway, maybe that'll work. I don't know. That's my homage, my pay on to conservative radio. What do you think of that, bud?
Yeah, people aren't going to care.
And what are you doing? You spending my money again?
Yeah, I'm buying Lamb Lies Down on Broadway by Gannett, or I don't forget.
Genesis, because I asked you to. All right. Our number, just don't talk about that.
That's pretty obscure stuff, man.
Well, maybe it's obscure. I like it. So anyway, we'll play it later on. All right. Our number 877-876-PHIL, and don't forget that our website is philhendryshow.com. If you go over to our website right now, you can see our live streaming video of the show, and that is Phil TV in HD. And Phil TV in HD, of course, is that's where you can see us do the show. You can watch us perform the show each and every night. So please do that. You can also pick up what I'm wearing on the video cast tonight is our new Phil Hendry ball cap. Now, because of the green screen, what the hell happened? That's supposed to be the sun, isn't it?
Yeah, that's supposed to be the sun, man. It don't look like the sun to me.
You know, we're going to have to get another deer. Anyway, there's the Phil Hendry logo is on our ball cap, if you see it. And you take a look at that, and you are you get a good idea of what it there. If we have that backdrop, you can see the sun. So go to our shop. It's not in the shop just yet. I think it'll be in the shop either tomorrow or the next day. This is the new Phil Hendry Show ball cap. It's fantastic. Here is the back of it. You can see the buckle. See, we got a nice brass buckle on the back. So it's a beautiful thing. Check it out. Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association joining us for her weekly report. And this portion of our program brought to you, of course, by Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Bobby, thanks for joining us. I did want to talk to you. And you guys are there?
Yes, Phil, we're right here.
Okay. I did want to talk to you about your watching of the VMAs last night and the incident that occurred there at your community center. Can you tell us?
Yeah, Phil, it was a really unfortunate event. We had all gathered in our community center to watch the Video Music Awards on MTV. I was particularly excited about seeing Lady Gaga, as was Steve and a lot of people. She's a very, very vibrant and interesting performer. And we were really excited about seeing her. We also wanted to see all the other acts as well. But Lady Gaga, I think, was the highlight of the night. Did you like Kylie Minogue?
I like Kylie Minogue. Really good.
Kylie Minogue was great with her outfit.
Kylie
Minogue.
Minogue. She had the outfit. She had, like, those big eyelashes.
Yeah,
she looked great. I mean, she was interesting. I mean, I don't know.
You don't like that kind of music?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I don't know, man. I understand the production value of that whole thing was to make it look like everybody. It was one big party, and it was people were sort of. It looked to me like the cross between a red carpet and a big Playboy Mansion party or something. You know.
I think that's a good way of putting it. But it was for us. It was a lot of fun, and we were enjoying it. Now we had Carol Rimpaugh, and she was there with her family members. Bob Gibba was there and some others. At one point, Carol was on her cell phone, and I asked her if she could take it into another room, and she said that she wasn't getting good reception in there. And I said, well, who are you talking to? And she said she was talking to her relatives back east. And I said, why? And, you know, she started to give me a little bit of an attitude.
Was it because of the hurricane?
Well, before we talk about that, Phil, if can I just make my point? Because, yes, she was talking to them, but the point that I'm trying to make, we were watching the Video Music Awards, and Lady Gaga, and Kylie Minogue, and all of the great artists that we had been waiting to see. And Carol Rimpaugh was on the phone talking loudly, and I finally said to her, would you take it into another room? And she said that the cell service was bad in there. And so, are you understanding what I'm saying?
No, I'm understanding. My question was, did you ask her, not ask her, because I know you asked her, but was it possible she was talking to people back east because of the hurricane?
No, I told you she was talking to people back east. She told me that.
Okay, yeah, and then you asked her what about, and what did she say?
She said it's none of your business. And I said to her, it is my business because we're trying to watch the VMA Awards with Lady Gaga, Kylie Minogue, Jamba Jim, James Montgomery, all of the great stars that we wanted to watch. And I said, so, you know, you're in the community center. I said, what are you talking to them about? And she gave me this look. And I repeated to her, I said, we are here watching the VMA Awards, and we're watching Lady Gaga. At that point, she said, my family is in the path of the hurricane, or was, and I'm trying to get an update on them. And I asked her, where were they? And she said, they live in Washington, D.C., but they own property in North Carolina, and they were down in Southern Virginia. And I said, what has that got to do with, are they hurt? Do they live there? And she said, they were in the middle of the hurricane, so I'm trying to find out how they were. Well, you can see, Phil, that she's giving you the runaround.
And well, how do you figure she's giving you the runaround?
Well, they live in Washington, D.C. They own property in North Carolina, so they were driving there to check on it, and they got caught in the hurricane. Okay?
That sounds logical to me. If the hurricane is coming up the coast...
Well, okay, but we were in the middle of watching the... We've had two straight days of reporting. I just heard you do a full hour with this reporter in New York. How much of this do we have to hear about is what I asked her.
Is that what your attitude is, or that's what you were talking to her about? What is this about? I mean, are you saying that there's too much reporting?
I'm telling you what happened between me and Carol, all right? And I at that particular point, I was a little frustrated. But I said to her, will you take it outside, please? And she said, I don't have proper cell service. And that's when I said to her, maybe you should have thought of that when you bought that, and I used the term, Cracker Jack's box phone.
And why did you say that?
Because it was a very cheap-looking phone. And I said, maybe you should have thought of that before you pulled your phone out of a Cracker Jack box or something like that. And that's when she did something that is going to get anyone angry. She gave me the finger.
No, give the finger.
So this is in the middle of a community center. You're watching the Video Music Awards. You told this woman that you couldn't watch the awards while she was talking on the phone. Now, the fact that she was talking to family members who were in the middle of the hurricane...
Well, the hurricane had passed through, Phil.
All right, I understand that, but was she not trying to find out how they were doing?
She was trying to find out how they were doing, but I asked her to take it outside. And she said, again, that...
No, she had bad cell service, so she had to be in the room there. And so she was speaking too loud.
She was speaking on a phone. And that's what I was upset with, because the rest of us were watching Kylie Minogue and Lady Gaga and all the people that I've already mentioned. And
all right, was she keeping you from hearing what was going on?
That's not the point, Phil.
That's not the point, Mr. Henry. She was on the phone and everybody else watched Kylie Minogue and Lady Gaga.
No, I understand what everybody else was doing. Was she keeping you from doing that?
Yes, she was.
Why?
Because everyone else was watching Lady Gaga and...
Mr. Henry, you understand... Everybody else watched Lady Gaga.
I know everybody else was watching Lady Gaga. I'm not arguing that with you. Are you saying that the woman was talking too loud?
I'm saying that she was interrupting our watching of the
MTV, the Lady Gaga Award that we were watching.
Okay. What you're telling me is the mere fact that she was talking on the phone was distracting enough.
Let me explain it, Phil, and forgive me if I haven't. We are all gathered together. We are watching the Lady Gaga, Kylie Minogue.
I understand who you're watching. You're watching the VMA Award, the Video Music Awards, correct?
Yes, and we were watching these awards, all of us together. We had about 40 people in the room. We were enjoying wines. Someone had made a delicious, we'd had chili. Someone had made the spinach dip. And we were having a wonderful time together watching as Lady Gaga came out. And, you know, and the other...
I know, and Jamba Jim and all those people. I understand that.
All right. And she's on the phone.
And she's on the phone, sir.
And she's on the phone. So she was on the phone not talking too loudly. It was the fact that she was doing something different.
No, it was not the fact she was doing something different. It was the fact that we were watching the Music Video Awards. The MVA Awards. Is that what...
VMA Awards.
The VMA Awards.
The VMA Awards.
Well, it's about music videos. That's my understanding.
Right.
And it was Lady Gaga.
Okay, Bobby, Ms. Dooley, you're being a bit redundant. Was this woman, other than doing something different from the rest of you, which was being on the phone and not watching the VMA Awards, was she distracting you in any other way?
Yes, sir, she was.
What was she doing?
Well, the mere fact, Bobby will tell you better, the mere fact she just be there.
The fact that she was there in front of all of us, Phil, as we were trying to enjoy together the VMA Awards, and she decided that she would be on a phone. So, in other words, it's almost as if you're in a boat, and everyone's pulling in one direction, and someone else is pulling in another direction. And so...
So the fact that she just was there on the phone and not watching was bothering you?
It bothered me to the point where I told her... to get out of the room, that she was obviously not watching the when Lady Gaga came out, she wasn't watching. And
was this about watching Lady Gaga or the music?
It's not music video. It's the music.
No, I know the Video Music Awards. Is it about? Was it about her?
That was the primary focus. Yes.
And she wasn't watching.
And she refused to watch. I told her to get out because I'd lost my temper. And she said again, for the 9 millionth time, she couldn't get cell service. And I said, well, you know what? And I sounded a little childish, and I apologized for this. I said, tough toenails, or something like that. And she flipped me off. And that's when I grabbed her hair. You have to understand something.
All right, now, I want to get into this when we come back. You two women got into a fight.
Yeah, they did, but the woman flipped her off.
She flipped me the finger.
Okay, but you grabbed some of her hair, and the two of you began pulling hair?
Phil, before I hear a lecture from you and your listeners, this woman gave me the finger, and this was after I had told her to get out of my community center. And
well, we'll determine whether it's your community center, Ms. Dooley.
I'm the president of the Homeowners Association. Please don't...
Yeah, please don't go there.
Please don't go there.
All right, hold on. Our number 877-876-PHIL. We're going to get back with Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western States Homeowners Association, where a physical altercation took place last night because of these VMA awards. Bobby, her other friends, her husband, they're all watching those, while another woman was on the phone back east to relatives who'd been in the middle of the hurricane. And the woman was not too loud. She was not being really distracting at all, other than the fact that she was doing something different from everybody else. Ms. Dooley asked her to leave. The woman gave her the finger, and then apparently, and we'll get into this more, there was hair pulling, and all of this because Bobby Dooley is the president of the Homeowners Association, and we've had her on the program many times, and I know that she runs a very tight ship out there, and I know that they've got a beautiful community, and I know they've won a lot of awards, but I don't know that even as the Homeowners Association president, you can grab a whole handful of a woman's hair and start, you know... fighting. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We'll be right back with your phone calls and more. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley and the VMA Awards and a woman on a cell phone and what happened there at Western Estates last night. Here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And we're talking here with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Bobby, with Western States Homeowners Association, you have won awards. You have gotten your community, Western States, in a number of high-profile magazines, architectural, as well as lifestyle magazines for the beautiful community that you serve out there, Bobby. There's no question. There have been people who have said that this idea of being a homeowners association president perhaps vests some people with too much power. And hold on, let me just ask this question. When you tell a woman to leave a room, not because she's being too loud on the phone, not because she is distracting people with the loudness of her voice or perhaps the comments that she's made, when you're telling a woman to leave a community center because she's simply doing something other than what the people there are doing, is that not exercising too much power as a homeowners association president?
No, Phil, I don't think it is. If you understood what we do as homeowners association presidents, we foster, Phil, not only a beautiful lifestyle for people, but we also foster a sense of community. When I told everyone that we would be having the Video Music Awards in the community center, and I invited everyone, I expected people to show up and to watch. I had made it clear through the emails that Lady Gaga would be on. She's very, very entertaining. She's very interesting. I don't know if you've ever watched her.
Yeah, of course we have.
All right. Well, you know that she's extremely entertaining.
Well, she's interesting.
Well, did you see her last night? Well, you say she's interesting. Did you see her last night?
Yes, I did.
And what did you think of her, what did you call it, Steve?
The guinea.
What did you think of that guinea that she did?
And Whoa. What's the guinea crack, okay?
Well, it means Italian.
Whatever it may mean. What do you mean, guinea?
I'll do it, Steve, all right? Let me do it. She had her hair greased up like she was a guinea right out of the Bronx.
Yeah.
Well, you know something, Bobby? I think you got to be careful with throwing those words around like that.
Well, that's what I was telling everyone last night, and everyone thought it was a riot.
This woman that you told to leave, was she Italian?
No, her name is Carol Rimpaugh. She's not Italian. Her problem was that she was standing there on the phone, talking on the phone, while we were watching Lady Gaga, and she had gone into this Italian routine, and it's absolutely hysterical. And did you see that, Phil, at all?
I did.
What did you think of it?
I didn't think it was funny at all. I don't think that Lady Gaga...
Wait, hold on. What do you mean you didn't think it was funny, though?
It wasn't funny. I don't think Lady Gaga is a stand-up comic. I mean, I think she's a performance artist, and I think she's a terrific provocateur, and actress, and singer, and dancer. I don't think she's a comic.
You're kidding. Well, okay, I guess you're entitled to your opinion.
Well, let me ask you a question. Would that have gotten me thrown out of your community center?
Senator, you got to understand Lady Gaga. She's really incredible.
I want to ask you something, Steve, if I could.
Well, hold on for a minute. Who are you? What are you asking?
I want to ask Steve a question.
I'd like you to ask me the question before you ask him.
Well, I want to talk to Steve.
Hold on, Steve. What do you want to know?
I want to know, does he think Lady Gaga's great because he thinks she's great or because you and the other women?
No, I don't want you asking him that.
What?
I don't want him asking you that. Steve, would you please? I don't want you asking him that, Phil, and I'll tell you why. That is really a question that's designed to start a fight. I was in a fight last night that was started by someone else, but I got news for you. I finished it. And
did you grab this woman's hair?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so she flipped you off when you told her to leave.
That's right.
You told her to leave not because she was making noise, but...
So we've been through this. I told her to leave because she wasn't doing what I expected her to do, and that was to sit and watch Lady Gaga, Kylie Minogue...
Yes, and the awards and everything like that. I understand that.
All right, if you understand that, what is the difficult... I don't understand.
The fact that she flipped you off and then you grabbed her hair.
I grabbed her hair. She grabbed mine. She was attempting to swing me around with my own hair. And that's when I basically said, okay, this is enough. And I pulled her hair a little. I don't know if you want me to go into it.
Hold on for a minute. We'll be back. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley on a fight that broke out in the middle of Lady Gaga's quote-unquote Guinea act. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Okay, you said that I didn't. You said that I didn't. I want the record reflect.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley have joined me from the Western States Homeowners Association as we talk about this Video Music Award party that you had there. There was a disturbance. Ms. Dooley, you were involved in it, and it had to do with a woman who was on the phone to relatives back east about the hurricane.
I was not concerned with the fact that she was on the phone with her relatives about the hurricane. I was concerned about the fact that she was on the phone with her relatives talking about the hurricane when we had been there. I understand that people are concerned with their relatives. She could have talked to them before she came down for the Lady Gaga. She could have talked to them after. She could have talked to them at a time that was more convenient for the community at large, but instead, she chose to talk there and then. And
let me ask you, what is the number one, what is it about that offends you the most?
What is it about what, Phil?
What do you mean?
What is it about someone being on the phone when the rest of you are watching the VMA Awards that offends you the most? You said that she wasn't being too loud. You said that she wasn't using any vile language. So what was it?
What? It's not about offending me. It's about when I tell people what they are going, and I know it sounds dictatorial because I'm a homeowners association, but you said we have a beautiful community. Here's why. We have the most beautiful gated community probably in Southern California, and the reason is this. When I tell people to do something, they do it. You understand?
And you tell homeowners what to do.
If they are coming into my community center,
tell them the community center, Ms. Henry, and I got to do what she said.
When they come into my community, I've got it, Steve, okay? Let me handle the heavy living. I just said hefty living.
Let me do it.
The phone. Let me do the heavy lifting. When she comes into my community center,
And we have a couple of calls holding.
What did you say? I didn't hear you, Phil.
I said I've got a couple of calls holding, so.
So what?
So can I get you to wrap up your point, and then I can.
Well, no, I'm not going to go any faster than, you know, you've got a lot of gall.
Attorney, my wife could take a point.
Yeah. I've got it, Steve. Let me do the heavy lifting. That's what I am here to tell you.
All right. I want to get somebody on the air.
Hold on for a minute, all right, Phil, you know.
Yeah, hold on, Sunshine.
Steve,
who called me Sunshine?
Steve did.
I did.
Don't say, hold on, Sunshine, okay? Don't do that.
It's not a curse word.
I don't care. I don't like him calling me that.
What's wrong with that?
Don't say, hold on, Sunshine. You understand? You can call me Phil. You can call me Mr. Hendry if you want. But you don't say, hold on, Sunshine.
I mean, we were just simply trying.
I know what you were simply trying to do. I got calls that I want to get to. I got a whole show that I want to finish doing, et cetera, so on and so forth, if you don't mind. 877-876-PHIL. Dr. Jim Sadler, go ahead, sir.
Hi, Phil. It's a very, very interesting program this evening, and I want to congratulate you on an interesting program.
What is this?
Is this Miss Dooley?
No, I'm talking to the host of the show. What is that?
It's one of my callers.
Well, I heard something Yeah, I heard something that sounded almost.
May I say something, Phil?
Yes, go ahead, Doc.
Phil, I heard something that sounded rodent.
Rodent-like?
Rodent-like.
I beg your pardon. I'm calling from San Diego, and I wanted to talk to you about your attitude. Is this a caller?
This is the caller. Listen to him and stop talking.
What an ass. I wanted to, thank you, Phil. I wanted to ask the lady a question, if I could, about this incident that took place in the rumpus room. And rumpus room, there wasn't a rumpus room.
It was in a community center, Dr. Sadler.
In a community center.
What do you mean rumpus room? What do you mean rump?
What, do you play with someone's rump in there? You play with someone's rump in a rumpus room?
Yeah.
Why did you grow up?
Oh, my God. One of the problems you have is a juvenile fixation. It's almost as if you didn't get out of the terrible twos, because you are talking like any child would talk, in a very dictatorial manner.
And you said dictatorial.
You said dictatorial. Yeah, so what? You said dictatorial.
Would the two of you grow up and listen to him?
You have an almost infantile preoccupation with demanding attention, demanding that everyone pay attention to you. And your comment that I sounded rodent-like, that is a hostility that comes from wanting to control every single solitary aspect. You know, I can tell they're laughing at my speech impediment, which I got. I was injured in a lion-taming accident. So go ahead and make your jokes.
I'm not saying anything.
No, and I'm going to hang up.
Look, so he's gone. 877-876-PHIL, 877-8... Dr. Sadler hung up the phone.
Yeah, I heard that.
And I think he did because he anticipated being humiliated by the two of you.
Phil, let the record show I didn't humiliate him.
Oh, no, not at all. Just said he sounded rodent-like. And what's this? And all of these other comments.
I apologize.
Well, it's not good apologizing to me. He hung up. Should have apologized to him. Now, our number 877-876-PHIL. What is this about the fight?
It wasn't really a fight. What happened was she gave me the finger after I told her to take her phone outside. I reached and grabbed her hair. She grabbed mine. And we began to pull each other in a circle. It was at that time that I got my left leg under one of her legs, and I was able to get a little bit of leverage by tripping her, pushing her to the ground, and I got on top of her. I reached up, and we had just a buffet that was there for everyone to get whatever they wanted and go and sit down and watch Lady Gaga. And I reached up, and I got a paper cup as I was holding her down, and I was able to scoop chili out of the chili server, I guess, Steve.
Yeah, like a heater.
That doesn't matter.
I'm sorry?
Doesn't matter what the chili was in. You scooped chili out of whatever it was being served from.
Well, it was very hot, and that's why I'm saying it was literally very hot. But I felt I had to do that, so I'm telling you I was burned a little bit. I was risking being burned to get this woman under control. I was getting a cupful of chili, and I risked being burned.
Okay, so you were sitting on this woman, right?
I'm not sitting on her.
I didn't have my butt on her. What are you asking?
I didn't ask you if you had your butt on her blank blank. I said, were you sitting on her, as in controlling her?
Yes, my knees were over her arms.
Okay.
I don't know where you're going with it, Phil. That's why I asked.
All right, so you're sitting on her.
Yes. I reached up and I grabbed a paper cup of chili, and I poured it on her neck and on her chin.
Yeah, so it didn't get on her face or anything.
You poured steaming hot chili?
It was lukewarm.
All right, so what do you mean you risked being burned?
Because there was fire underneath the chili bowl, and I poured chili on her face to get her to pay attention to me. And I said, are you going to pay attention to me? And she didn't say anything. And I said, are you going to pay attention? I said, I'm going to pour the chili on you. I'm going to pour the chili on you. I said it three times, Steve, didn't I?
Yeah, I said three times. Are you going to shut up? Are you going to shut up? Are you going to get out? And she didn't say nothing.
And she didn't say anything. And I said, all right, I'm pouring the chili on you. And I poured it on her neck and on her sweater.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what?
Then she got up and she said something smart to me, and I grabbed her hair and tripped her again and put her on the ground again.
And so she got up, and what did she say to you?
She told me, she called me an MF and the C word, and she's on her way out. And I said, no, that's not what I said. I said, are you going to shut up and do what I say? So I pulled her to the ground again, and I got some of the bean dip, and I smeared it on her. I know it sounds juvenile, Phil.
It sounds extremely juvenile. It sounds extremely juvenile. And if I was that woman, I would have had you arrested for assault.
You know, you don't know what was going on, Phil.
No, I know exactly what was going on. I want to go to another phone call here. Robert in Houston. Go ahead, Robert. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
I'm listening to this right now. I'm driving around. I work at night. And, man, this lady,
yes, sir.
She has a problem with authority. That's what it is. She doesn't want anyone to tell her anything. She wants to be in control of everything. I mean, community center, she's like, oh, that's my community center. No, you're there because you got voted there. Community center means more than one. If you want to talk on the phone, I mean, that's fine. We're in America. We can talk on the phone. We're not a communist country. We're not,
well,
you know, it's just not
no,
right.
But we voted, no, but in the community center, Lady Gaga was on. I don't know if you watched last night.
Lady
or
Gaga.
Not. Did you?
Lady, no, I didn't because Lady Gaga.
Well, then you,
know, you
don't
what
really
does
know.
Interest me is, but what it does interest me is I have other things to do than to watch music video awards and things like that, things that are important, you know. But, I mean, Lady Gaga to me
is nothing.
Well,
that's your opinion.
Right. She wanted to talk to her family. Her opinion was she wanted to be
exactly.
And loving and finding what happened to her family. I mean, that's you're not anyone to tell her what to do and what not to do. I mean, she's a grown-up.
We all agreed. We all agreed that we'd watch Lady Gaga, and now she is doing something else.
So this, you know, that's the part of this that bothers me. The fact that this woman... yeah.
No,
you know, I'm sorry, Bill. I mean, I don't mean to interrupt.
It was distracting. It was distracting us that we were watching Lady Gaga, and here is this woman who gives me the finger. By the way, and
she was talking to her family that had been in the hurricane.
You probably deserve.
Really?
Yeah. You probably.
Why do you think that's? Why do you think that's funny? Why do you think that's funny?
Because something is wrong with you. I mean, you can't go around telling people what to do, what not to do. What, if you don't sign your checks, you can't do that. I mean, you're not, nobody made you God. I mean, you don't do that. You just don't. Even your husband
well,
is scared to talk, you know? I mean, God, I feel sorry
well,
for
let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I did do. I got her on the ground, and I poured chili and bean dip on her.
And is that going to tell me I can't say that? I mean, that's childish. I mean, my 13-year-old.
Exactly. Exactly.
My 13-year-old doesn't even act that way.
You know something, sir? I'll put it to you this way. I'm the big dog, all right? I'm the Homeowners Association.
But that doesn't make you any better than anyone else, ma'am. I mean, it doesn't matter.
I understand that.
When
I told her. Lady Gaga.
You know, if I hear Lady Gaga one more time, you were in there. I understand that.
Yes, we were watching Lady Gaga, and here is Carol Rimpaugh doing. She's doing something other than what we were. The larger group was doing. Okay.
Because she can do that. She has a God-given right and freedom here in America to do that. She can do that. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know what's
disturbing
you don't
me.
About that.
It was disturbing the sense of community we had that we were watching Lady Gaga, even though Mr. Henry...
I think it was disturbing you, ma'am. I don't think it was disturbing anyone else because nobody else had a problem with it. No one else said anything but you. I think that's the problem.
You don't know that.
Nobody else had a bean on her, throwing chili on her.
Exactly. You were pouring chili?
Let me tell you what I did.
I mean, you should be
when she
you
got
should
up,
in jail. I mean, you're talking
for
really
what?
Proud of it. I mean, that's because that's.
You're really proud of that, huh?
Mr. Henry, I let her up, and she said something smart using the F word and a C word, and I said, you know something? Guess what? This isn't over. I put her on the ground again, and I smeared bean dip on her face.
Oh, God.
Oh,
said,
grow up.
No, you should. Unbelievable.
Oh. Yes, it is.
I am the president of. Let me say something to this gentleman, Robert, and to
yes,
you,
ma'am,
Mr. Henry. Western States Homeowners Association has won award after award after award for community living, for the quality of our lifestyle, for the safety of our neighborhood.
For that same reason, ma'am, you shouldn't even be there. if you're going to be acting that way. You don't have the right, or you haven't earned the right to be.
And
there.
You tripped her, and you you tripped her and smeared bean dip on her face.
Is that the way you're supposed to act? I mean, is that the way you're supposed to carry yourself? I mean, here you are.
And what would you have done?
I would. Thank you very much for your call, sir. I appreciate it. That's Robert and Bobby and Steve. Hang on. This woman flips her the bird. Okay, I get it that it'll piss you off. Now she gets into a fight, pours chili on the woman. When the woman finally gets up and Bobby lets her go, the woman turns around and says something else to her, the C word, the F word. Okay, now Ms. Dooley trips her again and smears bean dip on her face. This is what five-year-olds do. This is not a homeowners association president, and yet she feels she was in her legal right. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We'll be back with more here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and I think we have somebody who was with us last hour. Don Berman is going to join us in a moment to talk about this issue, because we had talked to Don last hour, you know, about the hurricane, and really this is what we're discussing here tonight, Ms. Dooley, and I don't necessarily see this as a bad thing. I mean, what I'm saying here is that...
I don't think it's a bad thing to want to talk to your... If the issue is it a bad thing to want to talk to your relatives? No, it isn't. But talk to your relatives on... You know, there's an old saying, Phil, if when we die, we find out that this whole God thing really does exist, then I'm going to have to deal with that. But until then, we're on my time. You know? We're on my time.
We're on my time.
What do you mean, we're on my time?
No, my time. If you're in my community center, you understand what I'm saying.
No, I don't understand what you're saying. You're saying that you're more important than God?
I'm saying if the time comes and we find out there is a God, he don't listen too good, do he?
He don't listen too good, do he? Boy.
When I get very angry and nervous, I fracture some of my sentences.
Boy, that's more than fracturing it. You don't listen too good, do we?
Don't make fun of my wife, Mr.
I'm saying, Phil, that if the time comes and we find out that God exists, all right, then I guess I've got some explaining to do. But until then, we're on my time. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I don't know what this has to do with you pouring chili on a woman's face. With you...
I did not pour...
Did pour chili on the face, but butter did.
I buttered her up. I didn't butter her up. I That's what you did.
Yeah, I buttered
her. Steve buttered her. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I think, and I'm going to just conclude with this, all right, because we're going to move on. Next hour, we have our news and information hour.
Well, that's really... Wow.
Yeah, that's really great, Mr. Henry. Too bad I won't be listening.
Yeah, me neither.
You know, if I was at your house right now, or wherever you are, I'd kick the crap out of both of you.
Is that right? You think you could?
Yeah, I do.
Both of them?
Yeah. Now, what do we got?
Don Berman.
Don Berman has joined us. Don Berman is a newsman, and we have talked to Don about Hurricane Irene. We've talked to Don about what it was like in New York. You know, you had this woman who you would not you didn't want her in the room.
It had nothing to do with what she was talking to her family about. It had to do with the fact that she was going against what it was we wanted her to, what it was we wanted her to do, which was to watch. Oh my God! What is this?
What is this?
To Mr. Berman.
I'm Don Berman, Phil, in New York, and I wanted to come on your program. I apologize. If you could have him to.
What is that?
Turn it off, please. I'm sorry, Phil. I'm in New York, and I wanted to play the news stinger that we would be using if I get a job here to give you and your audience a little more of a sense of what I was talking about, because last hour I think I was embarrassed and humiliated. and I wanted to come on the program.
And what, play your news stinger?
May I ask who you are?
My name is Don Berman, Channel 19 News in Los Angeles. I don't know.
We watch all the news here. I don't know who you are.
Can I have my stinger again? Because can I have my stinger again? Thank you. Do you recognize that?
Who are you talking to?
If you don't mind, Phil, I'm talking about... Do you recognize that?
Yes, that's the music they play.
That's where they play the news.
Yes, I'm Don Berman, Channel 19 News.
I don't...
Oh, my God. All right. I'm in New York, and...
We know you're in New York, and you're there to get a job, and you're a newsman, and what are you doing playing that stinger? Is that so people know that you're a newsman, and so that they will... What is that about?
I'm telling you, this woman was talking about her community center. Let me start again. Is Bud Dickman there? Is Bud Dickman there?
Yeah, right here.
Do it again, would you please? All right, ma'am, do you hear that?
Yes, I hear that. My God, you are so irritating.
Okay, forget it.
All right, I gotta go.
Well, Phil, can we get everyone to join us next year at our...
All right, we'll be back with our news and information hour. I can't stand it. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
I'm Don Berman.